So if you find yourself in a nice comfortable position, relaxing your body, taking a nice big breath in and settling your mind from all the busyness of this morning and this week, letting everything go. This text is called The Songs of Experience, not to be confused with the one that Lama Tsongkhapa wrote. It's a collection of poetry. Very inspirational, and Shanka actually mentioned it in our class in DB that is sometimes you feel like you need a little extra inspiration or just something beautiful to read. This is a wonderful book to go to. This poem is called A Prayer for the Flourishing of Virtues, and it was written by Lama Tsongkhapa in somewhere between 1357 and 1419. I prostrate to the Buddhas and their children throughout the 10 directions. To free countless beings from samsaric existence, with a pure heart I make this infinite prayer, by the force of the infallible three jewels and the powers of the great sages. May these words of truth become real. May I never be born again in states where I descend to lower realms. May I attain the perfect human form with spiritual freedom and opportunity. Right from birth, may I never be attached to the pleasures of mundane joys, and inspired by thoughts of renunciation, may I strive without respite for the pure life. May there be no obstacles to renunciation from family, friends, or possessions, and may I achieve without hardship conditions favorable to monastic life. After entering the order, may I never be stained by transgressing any of the precepts. Whether natural or specially prescribed, precepts taken before the ordained masters. As a monk, may I strive for eons through myriad hardships in all the profound and vast practices of the great vehicle for the sake of all beings who've been my mother. The sublime teachers who possess the unshakable courage to help others, their minds, replete with learning and experience, tranquil, compassionate, disciplined, may they look after me. As Sādra Parīpīta sought out and trusted Dhammagata, may I please my sublime spiritual master, undaunted by any cost to my body, life, or wealth, and never for an instant displease him. As Sādra Parīpīta was taught, may I too be instructed in the meaning of transcendent wisdom, profound, tranquil, and non-dual, untainted by misapprehensions, muddy water. May I never be swayed by evil friends and teachers of non-virtue who profess views of permanence and nothingness outside the Buddha's profound intent. May I free all beings from the ocean of samsara, sailing the ship of learning, reflection, and meditation, hoisting a powerful sail of pure altruistic intention, propelled by the wind of unstinting vigor. The more I study and the more I give and the more my spirit is enhanced by pure discipline and critical insight, the more liberated may I be from thoughts of arrogance. May I study to my heart's content countless scriptures with the most learned masters, whose discernment of the profound meanings through flawless reasoning is unrivaled. May I cut all threads of doubt through contemplation on profound conclusions, by the application of the fourfold reasoning, pursued day and night with vigor and diligence. When I attain insight through reflection on the ways of Dharma extremely profound, may I pursue the path of seeking solitude, vigorously cutting all ties to this life. When my heart bears the imprint of Buddha's teaching through learning, reflection, and meditation, may thoughts cherishing my own happiness and thirst for existence vanish forever. Destroying miserly thoughts through detachment from all things that I possess, may I give material help to others and benefit them with the gifts of Dharma. By observing until full enlightenment, even the smallest precepts in the spirit of renunciation, and not compromising them even at the cost of my life, may I fly the victory banner of spiritual freedom. When I see, hear, or have thought of beings who insult me, beat me, or have hated me, may I be free of anger and always express their good qualities practicing tolerance. May I abandon the three types, guarding mere tranquil abiding of mind, the ground for samsaric rebirth, which lacks the insight outshining existence, and the moist compassion surpassing peace. May I practice the union of calm abiding and insight. by discarding all false views that hold supreme views of emptiness, speculative or incomplete, upheld through fear of the profound mode of being, may I realize all things as primordially void. May I lead to the pure discipline of Dharma, even the degenerate who wear monk's robes, whose precepts are stained by a soiled conscience, and who disregard deeds condemned by the noble ones. May I also lead to the path praised by the sages, those discarding the right path by entering negative ones, swayed by the urging of evil friends and influenced by teachers of non-virtue. The lion's roar of teaching, debate, and writing humbles those false teachers who enjoy good birth, appearance, and wealth, be skilled, intelligent, and live long, wherever I may be reborn. May I love more dearly, even than my mother, those who have harmful intentions towards my body, life, and possessions, and those who speak evil against me. By generating swiftly in their hearts the Bodhi mind that holds others dearer than self, this pure, wondrous motivation, may I lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. Whoever sees or hears or contemplates these prayers, may they never be discouraged in seeking the Bodhisattva's amazing aspirations. By praying with such expansive thought, created from the power of pure intention, may I achieve the perfection of prayers and fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings. You may bring your relaxation to a close. We begin.
Okay, well, thank you for the beautiful bodhicitta meditation. Let's turn to page 34.
Before, sorry.
Good.
Do you want a microphone?
Good morning.
Morning. I really loved watching you guys play. I was supposed to be meditating, but I didn't, because I really appreciated the cooperation that everybody got included, and that was really, really, really special. Got that many adults in a room with one item? Wouldn't have gone so smoothly. Geshe-la, there's two things. We say Tara mantras whenever we meet for your long, happy, wonderful life, and, of course, with the selfish wish that you hang out with us forever. But also, we asked Khenpo Rinpoche, you know, how to, you know, get some that even more powerful, and he suggested mani mantras. And what? Circumambulation. Okay, circumambulations. But with the mani mantras, that's always a good deal? Okay. Sorry, wrong practice. But one of the things that you've always said, Geshe-la, is that the greatest gift that we can offer you is our practice. And so it is.
If you have the gold prayer book, please turn to page 34. If you have the white binder, please turn to the first page titled Kadampa Center Prayers. And we'll begin by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Teyata Om. I'm sorry. Tayata Teyata Om. Mune Mune Maha Munai. Mune maha munaye soha te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Now Now, the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra is on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. So we'll say the stanza and then seven mantras. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name and merely her dispel the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis lazuli. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande 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 radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande radha samugate soha. And now the four measurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering, the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. And at the bottom of the page, there are two mantras. So let's chant Chenrezig's mantra eight times, and he's the deity of the Buddha of Great Compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's the deity of connectivity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Thank you. So the children are welcome to go to their class.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. meditating. No sleeping meditation, walking, awaking meditation. That's very unique, the cat awaking meditation. please, would you mind to take a little moment to introduce yourself to each other? Yeah? Thank you. Thank you very much. So today is the last class for the 7-point mind training text. That is now probably, how do you say, wrap up? How do you say?
Wrap up.
Wrap up. Huh? Can you hear me? Hello? Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry. Just waking up. Just waking up. So today, the last class for the 7-point mind training, so I've been explaining this teaching probably a few months. I thought it's going to be the last class on this topic. This is called like 7-point mind training teaching, so or you could say practice. I'll just introduce the 7-point, okay, and then maybe read some questions. This is like first one is kind of like preliminary practice. Begin with cleaning your room, which everybody enjoy greatly. Cleaning the room. No. So there are no benefits, no, like, say, somebody walks into your home is very clean, so that create, if you believe in, not believe, but how you say, yeah, if you, probably believe is not right, or what, how you say, you could probably could say believe, but based on reason, not just, you know, based on blind faith. If you think everything is happening based on cause and conditions, so then of course in Buddhism we talk about like different realms, you know, higher realm, lower realms, different realms, celestial realms, human realms, or different types of human realms, you know, so not just only us, you know, there's three other human realms. So there's many, many different realms. So desire realms, the desire realms, that, you know, there are so many things run by desire. That's called desire realms. So then within the desire realms, there's many, many different realms. You know, there are like, there are six different types of celestial realms within the desire realms. It's all happening based on cause and conditions. So when you clean the room, so which probably we don't like to do, but I think there are some benefits. So when you clean the room, and here in the West it's much easier because we have machines to do. In India and Nepal, Tibet, there's no machines. So you have broom. It takes a long time. So kind of please the heart, the mind, you know, when people say, wow, very clean. So that very act that caused, create the cause to be born in, you know, celestial realms, you know, much, much less complication than in desire realms. But you know, that's not the ultimate destination. That, you know, but it's better, relatively better, much better. So that clears the cause to be born in celestial realms, and also, you know, pleasing other people's minds. You know, so then there's a benefit. Or like, you know, like when you clean, you can make it more meaningful. So it's not just cleaning; it's cleaning my anger, cleaning my attachment, cleaning my desire, cleaning my addictions. So you can combine the cleaning with some kind of like mind training practice, you know, clean, not just cleaning the floor, it's cleaning my mind, cleaning my life, you know, cleaning my addiction, cleaning my fear, my anxiety, my stress, my anger, my pride, my arrogance, my jealousy, you know, there's some benefit, you know, doing that. So there's the first one, okay? So then, of course, if you are Buddhist, then you set up altars and these things like that. Then the second one is called actual practice. What that is like the warm heart. Warm heart. I think that's very important. That's very, very important, you know, in the modern world. You know, it's very important. So called bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. So what I've been thinking last few months, quite seriously, that whether we become you know, Buddhist or not Buddhist, Christian or not Christian, Islamic or not Muslim or not Muslim, religious person or not Muslim, doesn't matter. What is the matter that we have to understand, each and every one of us has to understand that every single person in this room, looking for happiness. That's very important, very important. Including your pet, squirrel in your backyard, bird in your backyard, cockroach that come into your kitchen. Every single breathing, living beings looking for happiness. Now you look around. You, everybody, same. So very, very important to be aware of your knowledge that everybody is looking for happiness. So. And everybody is trying to avoid even the slightest problems, that's the fact. It's nothing to do with Buddhism, it's nothing to do with Christianity, it's just fact. Fact. How is it? Fact. Fact or fact, okay. Now, cherishing others, does that make sense? Does it mean something important, cherishing others? Number wise, you are just one. Others, just limitless, just so many. Wherever you go, there's people. There are people. There are breathing living beings. You can't go any place. There's no breathing living beings. There are not. So, what do you think? It's important to all of us to recognize, regardless Buddhist, Christian, believer, not believer, atheist. It's very important for us to understand that everybody is looking for happiness. Your perception change. You want to be loved, you want to be cared, same other person do the same thing. They also want to be loved, they also want to be cared. That is the basis, that's the foundation, that's the foundation for the, you know, harmonious community, that's the foundation. Can say Buddhism is the foundation for the harmonious communities, cannot say. But this knowledge, this understanding, deeper understanding, is the foundation for better world, is the foundation for better friendship, is the foundation for better family, is the foundation for the better communities, is the better for everything. Everybody get benefit, regardless Buddhist, Christian, believer, non-believer, atheist, animals, cat, dog, they don't have religion. They don't have religions. They also get benefit. If you be kind, they also probably understand that you are kind. Therefore, I have no clue you are Buddhist or not Buddhist. Your pet people don't know that you are Buddhist or not Buddhist. They don't care. So that's what I've been thinking. While I'm reciting my prayer on a daily basis, I've been thinking this is a very, very important one. This is a very, very important one. You know, I recognize that every single breathing, living being on this planet, not just Tibetan, American, every single breathing, living being, looking for happiness every single second. That's the fact. Including yourself. Therefore, wish something good for others. Wish something good for others and your happiness begin. Your happiness rise. Wish, when you see something, wish them something positive, something good. No need to find out what they believe, what they do, what their status. Not important. Just wish them good. When you see animals, you know, like how much you can find out squirrels in your backyard, what is that status, what kind of education they have. See, like Mother Teresa did so much charity work in the India, you know, India. What you can expect from those people? Nothing. They have no money, no power, no education, no positions. But you get something that has no price. So for her, that's like almost like finding a precious jewel. So that heart, if something goes on, no need to worry, that heart will take care. And while you are living or breathing, that heart, that kind of understanding, that kind of knowledge, that kind of determination, that kind of wish will take care of your life. Your life becomes very, like, has easy going, you know, very, like, wonderful. So just want to share that this is the one that second actual practice called bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, is the door to all the happiness. So you are warm heart, how do you say warm heart? It's the horse, not just horse, it's a very, very powerful horse. You ride that horse, that horse will bring you to happiness. Don't ever discourage to ride that horse. Shantideva said many, many centuries ago, Chanju Senji Tashu Tere Chonga Kunsenes, Tere Chonga Kunsen, Cho, sadness. Now, difficulties, complicated problems. Chongal, Cho, sadness. Now, difficulty, problems, you know, complication, all of that. Kun means all, not just one, all. Self is eliminate. So that horse will eliminate all the sadness, all the difficulties, all the complication, all the difficulties, all the problems. That horse will eliminate that. Tere chonga kuseve chanju senje tashvines. Ride that horse. altruistic, that's altruistic attitude, that's called, that's a very powerful horse. Suddenly they was wondering why people don't ride that horse. That horse will bring you to happiness. Why we ride the horse, my way, highway. We ride that horse all the time. Look now, not much progress. Still a lot of problems. It's a lot of complications. Also, the attitude. Oh, there's no benefit, no. When you go to the store, somebody smiles at you, makes you happy. Not because you know that person is Buddhist or Christian or Muslim. Not. First, a smile that makes you happy, makes you kind of ease. You know, if somebody is so angry and look at you, you don't feel safe. That's human nature. That's human nature. It's very important, very important. So that's Tere. Chongwa Kuzere, Chanjusim, Chetashin, Dele, Semiya Sushi, Jirushin. Who will be discouraged? Who will be discouraged riding that horse? Your heart. Nobody has your heart, warm heart. No positive heart. So ride that, continuously ride, and go high. Not just high, very, very high. Okay, this is the second one. Third one is a very interesting one. Jinye Chanju, there's a third point, okay, second point. Now, third point, this is called 7 point. Even though there's many, many pages, you can summarize those, all the information within the many pages, you can summarize this into 7 point. Now, the third point, this is an interesting one. Maybe also very foreign to your ear, you know, very foreign to your ear. Jingye, difficulties, problems, complications. Jingye, difficulties, problems, complications. Changchub. Enlightenment. Changchub. Enlightenment. What do you think? Do we ever achieve enlightenment or not? What do you think? Do we have, in America, how do you say, do we have a shot? do we have a shot for enlightenment or not? What do you think? Oh, that's good news. Yeah, do we? Every person. Even though you are now thinking, oh, I'm not worth it, I'm not, my life has no meaning. No, no, that's wrong. That is wrong. That's miss. That's not right. That's wrong. Every person has equal shot for enlightenment. Changchub. Changchub, that's called enlightenment. Changchub. Enlightenment. Oh. Jingye Changchub. Lam means the path. Path that leads to the high state, you know. Like, say, just think about, oh, I used to be very, very angry. You know, people say something, I get like bust. It doesn't require much to me to explode. You know, somebody just look at you. I was, oh, like just go out of mind. I read, you know, I talk to people. Participate in some discussion group and do some meditation here, there, slowly, slowly. It takes a little while me to explode. It takes much longer. It used to take seconds. So now it takes at least 30 seconds, not like 1 second. It doesn't take 1 second, it takes about 30 seconds to me to really get someone to get into my nerve. No?
Get on your nerves.
Get on your nose?
Nerves.
Okay. Get on your nose. Yeah. You know, before it takes a second. Now, because I've been thinking, reading and thinking, when you're thinking, you are meditating, whether you call meditation or not, you are meditating. Even though you are walking around doing something, you are thinking. That means you are meditating. No, you don't have to just sit down like this. Very serious and serious looking. Hard to say. Hard to say, there's meditation or not, hard to say. It looks like meditation, hard to say. how to say, so I've been reading, thinking, participating in discussion group. So now it takes 30 seconds to me to really explore. So now slowly it takes a minute, then over time it takes like a few minutes, like that. That's the progress. Now you are enjoying the state that, like free of, you are enjoying few minutes, like not having this destructive emotions, anger, you are free from that. So that clearly proves that you have shot to become fully enlightened. Okay, Chanju Lam, okay, Chanju Lam, that's a path. Juru means transform. So this text is taught by Tibetan master Gishi Chekawa, probably 700 or 800, 900 years ago. So this is quite important. This is very foreign to your ear, but they're saying transforming difficulties, problems, complications into path. Transforming that into path. That path will eventually lead you to enlightenment. That is a better state of mind. Of course, in order to do that, first resentment towards difficulties, there's something needs to be tackled. Resentment towards difficulties or problems, so needs to be tackled. And that problem requires not just belief or reciting few mantras, saying some prayers. Of course, that helps, but it requires serious thinking. It requires knowledge. Resentments towards difficulties, whether that's physical, mental, and it really requires some knowledge, like why things are happening. Everything that happens, everything that has beginning, it has end. Everything that ends, and there's some new beginning. So maybe knowledge about impermanent, that everything change. Knowledge of impermanent, that everything change. That knowledge about samsara. What is samsara? Knowledge about that. And knowledge about causality, causalities. So they require many knowledge. So then that knowledge probably will help you to tackle with the resentment towards difficulties. And practically just think as a human, when you become very resentful towards some difficulties that are already there, what good it does. So that's something needs to be calculated precisely. Sake of your own happiness, just forget about religions. Sake of your own happiness. So there are pieces of teaching. Please talk to the nuns so they'll point you in the Guru Puja. That's a piece of teaching. You can meditate on that. Jinge Chanju Lam the Juwa. Yeah, this is an important piece of teaching. That's the third point. Important piece of teaching. Wherever you go, there you are. That saying goes in America. Wherever you go, there you are. You could go all the way to Machu Picchu, but there you are. Spend all this money. So now the fourth point, I'm not going to say much. Fourth point, then summarize. Summarize. Teaching in Nyamnetini temples, lifetime commitment or practice, or maybe what's the best way to say?
A presentation of a lifetime practice in summary.
Yeah, something like that. So this. Sorry, I'm not much pay attention to English. So looking at the Tibetan, No, Jangde Tse. The second one, for number fifth. Measure of having to measure. The measures, I'm not sure that's the word right translation. Say that when you can tell that your mind has been trained, when you can tell. So that's what it is. No, Jang, that's it. So you could say measure, so there's really nothing to really measure, but no, Jang, that's it. As I said, you know, before, it doesn't require much to you to explore, so now people say something. You just roll. How is it? You just roll. Roll off your left back?
Let it roll off your back.
Let it roll off your back. Yeah, like something like that. Roll your back. So it doesn't go here. Even if it goes here, it doesn't go here. It just goes here. Goes down, maybe it goes over here. Maybe. So then comes it. Yeah. So people say something, so then you don't, you don't pay attention. You don't pay attention. Eventually, some people, like, people praise you, doesn't mean much. Somebody criticize you, pretty much same, doesn't mean much, you know. So it doesn't matter. So if you have 1 pound, if somebody says you have 2 pound, you're not going to have 2 pound, you actually have 1 pound. If somebody says, oh, you don't have 1 pound, you have like half, what is it called? Half.
Half a pound.
Yeah, half a pound. You actually have 1 pound. You are not going to have half pound. Somebody say you have half pound. You are not going to have half pound. You are going to have 1 pound. Then, you know, what's called outwardly concern. Somebody criticize you. If you're down, somebody praise you, go up, you know, it's not. Then, you know, like, say, they're saying in Tibetan, if somebody blows you, like this, how is it blow? Then you say, so cold, you know, like, shivering. If somebody has it, then ha, what do you say? That English word.
That's also blowing.
It's not blowing. That's different. Blow means like, just blow. Then you say, ha, what is that?
Breathing.
Warm breath. Exhale. It's very interesting. Tibetan word, you say ha. Ha. Because that really sounds like ha, so we just call ha. There's a ha, that's we just call ha. So there's all so hot, you know, like, not like that. That means like becoming so sensitive, so sensitive. So that makes you vulnerable. Not venerable, but vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. Oh, they did it, huh? So now the number six is like kind of like how is it in Sanskrit was called samaya, but some kind of commitment. No matter what kind of circumstance conditions, I will protect my peace of mind. That's my responsibility. I will protect my peace of mind no matter what. So that kind of commitment, okay? So then number seven, that's number six, number seven, Lojungi, love just advice. Lojungi, love just advice. Last one is the advice to how to practice the mind training. The advice, you know, there's certain advice. So this text has been already translated into English. So there's books are available there. So please, if you are interested, so read it. So then, you know, meditate means think about throughout the day, think about. So then, you will get immense benefit, okay? Oh. So then last, maybe a little bit leftover discussions from last Sunday about depressions that we discussed, a lot of people contributed. So one of my friends from Florida, you know, so and sent this, so maybe, Samula, can you read this last in English? So this is quite long. There's one last. So then, just like I ask people to participate, you know, so to discuss. So this is one of them, my friend from Florida.
Depression is like a boat in a storm.
no anchor, up and down, everywhere darkness and no land. At least it seems real to you. Go sit in a forest and look at a tree. Be only aware of the tree. Do not analyze the tree, classify, judge, or appreciate, or have any other thoughts about the tree. Do not even think of the word tree. Just sit and be aware of your vision of the tree. Now be aware of being aware of the tree. Be aware that something is aware and seeing the tree. The entity that is aware of being aware with no thoughts but pure awareness is the timeless life, timeless consciousness. That is you. There is no time, no thoughts about past or the future. There is only awareness of awareness. This awareness is pure and good and playful and serene. This is the real you, pure and good and playful and serene. Thoughts about the past and the future are a train of depression. Your awareness is not a passenger on that train. Now you have found ground and your boat has an anchor. In awareness of awareness, there is no depression.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. My friend from Florida sent this, so I asked people to, you know, don't put all the responsibility on my shoulders, so that's why I asked contribute. I believe that everybody has something to offer, So then I thought, you know, one meditation. So I'll explain one meditation. Hopefully, but this meditation, in the, according to the teaching, did not say, oh, this is for depression. Did not say that. Need to be very clear. Did not say that. But that meditation is particularly taught. When you are trying to develop your single-pointed concentrations. So then, during that meditation, there are some obstacles that practice the meditator may face. You know, sometimes their mind sink. How do you think? So then, you know, there are similarities. As I mentioned last time, that I took care of one of my friends who has depressions, and took care of him 1 month, stayed in my bedroom, I let him stay there, took care. So then the way he explained that he feels like he's in deep hole. So that's kind of thinking, right? This kind of thinking? Yeah. So this meditation is particularly taught while you are doing single-pointed meditation. Sometimes your mind gets too high, then all over the place, then you can't focus. Then you lose your focus. So there's another meditation they're taught. Sometimes your mind is kind of focused, then eventually... It begins like this. As you said, that is exactly begin like this. Yeah, so it begin like this. Slowly, I will not move because there's no energy there. But once you did, you close. So then all kinds of things comes out here. So that's why in ancient time what they do, they make something, small bowl, two bowls, they make, they fill with the water, fill. Then you go like this, then the water splits, then you wake. There's nobody awake. You know. In Zen meditation, don't they bring stick? So then you don't need that, so there's no somebody else. Oh yeah, so so before that, so so this question, there are three, so I don't want to leave this here like weeks and weeks, then people get discouraged to put more questions here. So what do we visualize as we recite prayers to 21 paras? Oh, very good question. See, make your mind calm. Make your mind calm. Or maybe you could say calm or peaceful. Make your mind peaceful. What do you do? What we should do? What we should do to make our mind calm and peaceful? What we should do? Huh? Breathe? Yeah, mindful. So according to, you know, like, according to Shamatha meditation, Shamatha come abiding meditations, there's no 9 different stages you go through, in order to enjoy physical pliancy, mental pliancy, you meditate step by step. First one, be within, or you could say be present, pretty much same. So I think it's the same. Be within, or place your mental energy inward, not outward, inward. So then according to that instructions, that the only way you can make your mind calm and peaceful is you have to think. You can't just sit, think nothing. That's hard, very hard thing to do. It's extremely hard thing to do. Just sit there, think nothing. That's very, very hard thing to do. Easy to say, very hard thing to do. But according to calm abiding meditation or shamatha meditation, the Sanskrit word, that in order to as a be within, you have to think. And think one single object, not many, one object. So, you know, you can try, you can experiment. Nothing to lose, you can experiment. If that makes your mind calm and peaceful, then the second step is how to maintain that. How to maintain that. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, if you can focus 3 seconds, logically doesn't make sense why you cannot focus 30 seconds. Doesn't make sense. So that's why, you know, when you recite the 21 para process, you visualize. You create mental image. In this case, it's better to create mental image of a para, green para. Is it easy? It's not piece of cake. It is not piece of cake. If I say it's piece of cake, that's lie. That's not true. It's not piece of cake. It requires effort. No effort, nothing will happen, nothing. Everything requires effort. Everything requires effort. Even walking requires some effort. You can't just sit and think, oh, I'm walking. You are not really walking, but you are thinking that you are walking, but you are not walking. Walking means you use your leg, then you walk, right? So now here, very good, that will help. So when you recite 21 para praises, I think, you know, look at the para image. First, create a mental image, then try to concentrate. Right from the beginning, don't expect, oh, I can sit there 1 hour. That's not going to happen. Just think that, oh, I'm going to focus maybe a few seconds, see if I can think, if I can see, not from my eye, but in my mind, through my mind, if I can see that image. Yeah, we do see, right, mental image, all the, but we did not learn how to hold on that object. We didn't learn. So the something jishis. Single-pointed meditation makes your mind calm and peaceful. So that's maybe eventually I'd like to, you know, maybe explain some other meditation again here. Just go be within. So that's the question. Okay? So this is very much how the question is related to the practice, you know, practice. So that's what I said. How do we have friendship and close relationship without attachments? How do we have relationship and close, how is it? How do we have friendship and close relationship without attachments? That's for everybody, not just me. I said this is a dessert for everybody. What can I do in daily? What can I do in daily life to stay on the path? Routines, practice, reading, mind training. As I said before, by doing nothing. So need to do something in order to feel the life has meaning, that your life has purpose, your life has meaning, that they need to do something. You know? So as a monk, so that, you know, daily practice, that you say a lot of prayers, and and try to think about the meaning of the it's not really prayer, you know, it's called prayer, but actually it's like text, teachings that you say, then you think about say the gentle word from the mouth and the simultaneously reflecting the gentle meaning of the word, gentle word. So then it becomes meditation. You know, you say, you know, like trembling the word. So that's okay, you know. So but you know, sometimes there you be mindful. So there are like series of, you know, meditation texts that I review by heart. So then I could be walking around my house, and at the same time I've been thinking to each what it means, you know, what it means, I've been thinking. So need to do something in order to feel, you know, like meaningful, as a purpose in your life. So that's, you could say routine, or daily practice routine, or something, and, you know, maybe as a Gompop, so that I've been also said this many times. Meditation, what is the meditation? There are seven sitting positions that you are supposed to follow when you meditate. Not just every meditation, you don't have to sit like that. There are many meditations you can just do while you're cleaning, walking, driving, shopping. You can do meditations, you know, you don't have to sit down. This is like single-pointed meditation does require sitting. It does require sitting. You can do single-pointed meditation while you're walking, like that. So then gomtob, so meditations, you know, gomtob, the power of meditation is to reduce or minimize disturbing thought. I've said this probably more than 1,000 times. So for the sake of knowledge, for me, for all of my friends here who come every Sunday, so I just want you to know, and it's been said in the text. I'm just repeating here. It's already been said. So I did not make this up last night. So I'm just repeating here. Gomtob nyumochumas. The power or the purpose of meditation is to minimize disturbing thought. Why? Disturbing thought, minute it arises, happiness, peace of mind is gone. It's gone. Peace of mind is gone. So, peace of mind is gone. Cannot blame anybody. It's peace of mind is gone. Minute the disturbing thought rise, peace of mind is gone. You could be wear the rope, peace of mind. You could be beggar, no peace of mind. Same. It affects equally. Whoever minute the disturbing thought rise, this has the wealth become dirty. It's already been dirty. So therefore, you know, so then Gomtob Nyumochuma, very, very important for sake of knowledge, including myself, all my friends who comes here, I feel moral responsibility to share what I know. Gomtob, the power of meditation to minimize that you need lasting, lasting, that destroy your happiness, not your happiness. Oh. So then, Chudop Shishido, reading, reading, Chudop, reading, Shishido. More you read about spiritual practice, not so much here, but nothing here. So there's no USB port between computer and heart. In my computer, there are thousands and thousands of books or teachings. I don't think the computer get any benefit. So same like here. <One is it. coughs> So these are the three questions. So now one meditation, okay. So I hope this meditation will help. But as I said, this meditation is not designed to help depression. It helps to thinking mind, thinking mind. If the depression is part of the thinking mind, then it will help. So, in the text, it suggests, you know, first what you do, like, of course, that's like when you do Singapore meditations, you do Singapore meditations, all of a sudden, first thing they suggest, you should put some water in your face. Put some water. Don't just sit, continue to sit down there. Just walk up and put some water and sit down. Still doesn't help, you know, like, so it's like very interesting. So you remember there's like wicks. There's a red one that's made in China, so small one. It's like tiger balm or something like that. One time when I'm doing like early morning, you know, of course, that, you know, like 4:30 in the morning, so maybe, oh, like couldn't help, like again and again. Well, like, no, then certain meditation you are not supposed to stand up. That's the part of the practice. If you stand up, so say you already recite like 10,000 mantras. If you stand up, you start all over again. But you don't have to do. You don't need to. You don't want to do that. So you continue to sit, push yourself to sit, and like really, then it's like, can you put this? No, I'm not suggesting you to do that, please. I'm not suggesting. So what I did, I put this little bit here, still doesn't help. Oh my. So no, if you felt that, you know, Singapore meditation, you can stand up. There's nothing to count. There's nothing to count. You are not saying anything. You just sitting and focusing on the single object. Put some water. If that doesn't help, then need to think. I say need to come up with ways to cheer up your mind. Cheer up. How you say?
Raise the energy.
What do you do? Drink coffee? That's probably one solution. I'm not sure.
But you have to get up.
First get up, doesn't help. So then, you know, so anyway, there's a text to just find a way to raise your energy. Raise your energy. Raise your energy. So that, like, oh, traditionally what do? You think of a precious human life. Precious. This life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. Then you think about the precious human life. There's a piece of teaching in Lam Rim, it's called Precious Human Life. You meditate on that to raise your energy or cheer up. So then, there are many things, many methods mentioned. Maybe some of them work, some of them doesn't work. So then you think about sunrise. Sunrise, or maybe also you can also, you know, my friend who I take care, so he got so much joy one day. I take him out every single day. One day we are sitting in front of the lake, and around like late afternoon, he said, "Oh, Gishila, I felt so good." And I said, "What happened?" He said, "The sunset." How to say, you know, like somehow the sunset gives him joy. That's very good. There's no meditation. It doesn't matter. He felt something very good. So that's what he needed at that moment. Exactly that's what he needed. After many, many days, he said, I feel so good. Sunset. You never know. You never know. You never know. So, so the whatever ways, I've seen the whatever ways. So then, you know, visualizing sunrise, sunset. The text didn't say sunset, sunrise, because I'm saying here sunset because based on my experience with my friend. So I'm saying sunrise, sunset. Yeah, that helps him. So of course probably helps some of you. Sunrise. And then moon. Moon, you know, visualize the moon, something bright. Because when you feel like sinking, it's like almost like darkness. You need to visualize some sunlight, sunset, moon, visualize. Full moon, visualize. See if that helps. So then if that doesn't help now, that's like forceful method. It's called forceful method. Oh. Lung sen, namga da se damga, lung, energy, sen, mind, okay, and mind and energy. Every thought comes with the energy, according to Vajrayana teaching, every thought comes with the energy. Thought cannot function without energy. You cannot separate thought and energy. Every single thought, whether it's positive, negative, neutral, it comes with the energy. It comes with the energy. If that very thought becomes so tight, that energy is going to be waste. If that thought is flexible, well-balanced, that energy becomes useful. So that produces physical comfort. So that contributes to mental comfort. So eventually that leads to physical pliancy and mental pliancy. That's the goal. That's the goal. Okay. When the thought becomes tight, that means imbalance. So that energy becomes imbalanced, and that means that energy has been waste. So then when it goes to the channels, then it gets stuck. Then cause physical discomfort. So then contribute to mental discomfort. Oh, so therefore, so every thought comes with energy. So now this is called mind and energies, lung sen. It's called instructions how to mix. When you mix, instructions how to mix mind and energy with the space. With the space, make sense? Instructions how to mix, or maybe mix is the right word. Say, in Tibet, the word say actually means mix. So maybe, I'm not sure how to say it, mix. Does it sound good or not? It sounds good. When I say instructions, instructions of, you know, mind and energy mixing with the space. Make sense? Huh? Does it make sense? Instructions. There's instructions, you know, there's guidelines. Guidelines how to mix mind and energy with space. Make sense? Oh, that's the name of vegetation. So that's like forceful. Now you put water, doesn't help. And you think about like you're trying to raise your energy by thinking about precious human life, doesn't help. And you think about sunrise, sunset, doesn't help. You think about moon, doesn't help. So now that's the last, resource. After that, you quit. Not forever, but you know, temporarily you quit. That's probably best. Otherwise, next time when you see the teacher questions, you may feel thrown up. So that's not nice. So then after this, it's time to quit. So then, be like cat. So this one, so now what do you do? You sit, of course, when you do Singapore meditation, then you follow this. Seven sitting positions. You are sitting like this. So then you think, you know, some kind of white light, shape, size, doesn't matter. You can make any shape, any size. In the test, it did mention shape like egg, but shape doesn't matter, any shape you can make. So towards your navel, belly button, not outside, inside. Some kind of light, visualize. So then eventually, so when you get the clear picture, then think that is your mind. Think that is your mind. Okay? Think that is your mind. Now it's thinking or the think, that's your mind. So then there's a word to say. Okay, there's a word to say. You say word pe. Pe?
Pe.
You say this very forcefully, okay? Pe, the power of the word shoots up this white things, which is your mind, shoots up from your crown chakra, deep into space, which has no center, no, how is it, which is really no, how is it, this is center, this is like, what do you call? No center, no edges, it's like vast. The first we visualize, first let me explain, so then we do the same, we'll do the meditation. First you visualize some kind of white light towards your navel inside. Any shape, any color, doesn't matter, whatever suits your mind. You know? Then eventually, once you have get the pictures, clear image, then visualize, that's your mind, that's your mind. So then after that you say the word pe. So then that power of that word pe shoots up this what the white light through your crown chakra deep into space and become like one with the space. No center, no edge, vast, spread everywhere. So that's called instructions how to mixing your mind and energy with the space. Rungsim namga to say damga. That's what it's called. So that's the last resource that you're supposed to help you to overcome from thinking mind. Okay. So now you like to do maybe we'll try one. But you can do multiple times. You don't have to just do one and no, you can do multiple times. Okay. So maybe we'll do one meditation, so then I'll stop, okay? First, please visualize. No? One second, please. So sorry to interrupt your meeting. Sorry to interrupt. So, like, whoever get this clear image here, and after you get the clear image, then you think that's your mind. So then, please say whoever gets this clear image here, and then after they think that's your mind, and say the word "pe," okay, "pe," very loudly. Then we all say the same thing. Then pause. Then visualize. Shoot deep into the sky. Then we all pause and become one with the space, okay? So do it again. So that's why, sorry to interrupt. Whoever gets clear image and think, oh, that's like your mind, and please say the word pay. So I don't want to say it. I don't want to be the one who said the word pay. You know, whenever you get them, just say pay. The power of that word shoots up this white light deep into the sky. So then we all, after the pay, we all pause. Then visualize deep into the sky so become one with the space. Okay? Yeah. But that word usually it comes under the mantra, very end of the mantra, Umvajasada Hum Pe. The Pe usually comes, typically, very commonly comes very end of the mantra. So the word, the power of the word Pe shoots up, there's no center, there's no edge, and vast and clear, then your mind becomes one with that. Then pause there, so this is the mind, clear sky. So then you pause there. And if that's helping you, then please share. So then if somebody wants to know who taught this, and come to me, and I will point the book, I will point it to you, the book, and which has been written probably, I'm not sure, how many hundreds of years ago. So I'll point exactly where the said, in which books, who. And I don't know, if you ask me when, probably I don't know. But you can find out when. But I'll point the books, okay? If that helps, please, if you feel something, if that helps, it has to be shaped like egg. It can be a size, and the shape doesn't matter, as long as you can imagine. Okay, so that's the forceful method, how to overcome a thinking mind. If that doesn't work, time to quit. So do something else, okay? So then there will be another chance to do. Don't push. Not good. Don't push. So need to be very gentle. So and I very much hope this will help to overcome from thinking mind, thinking or thinking deep in the hole. Every besides sunset, every single thing I said did mention in the text. Look, sunset didn't mention. Sunset I said because based on my experience with my friend. That's what I said. Okay. Thank you very much. So then put next Sunday put more friendship and close relationship without attachment. Please think about before you come to center. Next Sunday. Dessert for next Sunday.
Okay, so in the Go Prayer Book, please turn to page 191, and we recite praises, one round of praise to the 21 Taras, and our motivation is to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat. If you don't have the Go Prayer Book, but you have the white binder, it's on the green colored pages. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, sister heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord whose here roots your bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light, blaze resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth out beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bhamama, honored by the house of spear, corpses of Gandhava's Yaksha. Homage with her chart and pace down, disjoined both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out rising, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotuses, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mood, light ray masses all excited, all directions to the door. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, minting, garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Dutare, subjugating Mara's demons. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with her home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on most must shine, Amitabha in her hair, not sending out Rishite eternal. Hamishi with feet of blaze, like the unending fire abide. Righteous lip and joints around you, troops of enemies destroying. Hamishi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Hamish happy virtuous peaceful, she who seals his peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Hamishi with joys surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Hamish today with seatless, out the shape of syllable, whom Bhakasapi shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Zinja. Hamish holding in her hand, Hermit moon of devilish, Santara and Fay, totally dispelling poison. Hamishi whom gods and their kings in the Kinarasu honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vexings and conflicts. Hamishi whose two-eyed bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutat, she dispels severe contagion. Hamish full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, dress up so spirits, yakshas, and raise forward subduing to. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether injustice, junk, or from a living being, just or remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons. I'll turn to page 246, and I'll read the dedication from Master Shanti Deva's Bodhikarvatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the human beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the mysteries of the world. Now 244 and 245 for the long life prayers. We'll start first with His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara. And then on the opposite page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Listen Boy, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on the other side, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples, please live long. And then 7 green tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Hello everyone, I'm Elise from Outreach, and we all have a sense that our happiness comes from helping others. We all have that sense, and we come here to hear Geshe-la teach us that it's really true, and to teach us ways in which to do it, and why it is true. The Kadampa Center is affiliated with the Triangle Interfaith Alliance, and we have another great opportunity to learn about that, how to express our desire to be happy by helping others. On Thursday, February the 21st, in the evening, there's going to be the Triangle Interfaith Alliance annual dinner, and the theme is Making a Difference. There will be representatives there from the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, Helping Hand Mission, and Habitat for Humanity. You'll hear inspiring stories of why they serve, how they benefit, how people have benefited from them. You'll learn ways to express that yourself, ways to connect with others and nurture that desire of helping others and having more happiness for yourself and others. There's a $15 fee for the dinner and RSVP by February the 15th, but no one will be turned away if you can't afford the $15. There's a flyer by the back door and little slips of paper you can take with you. Please consider joining us. Thank you.
Good morning. Wanted to mention we have a wonderful opportunity coming up for all of us in our personal practice. Starting on Tuesday, we're starting what's called the Days of Miracles. Tuesday is Tibetan New Year, and there's a 15-day period, including Tuesday, that's a really great time to do spiritual practice. It's kind of like, you know, taking multivitamins. It's like taking one step, and your Fitbit says, yes, you've done it all. Because it's very good, you know, Guru Puja, that's in honor of Lama Yeshe, who is up here over Lama Atisha's right shoulder. He's one of the co-founders of FPMT, and he passed away on Lothar in 1984, so we always honor him with a puja on Lothar. Next Sunday, it's party time here in the Gampa. We'll start appropriately with, we'll have the high throne here, and we'll bring His Holiness's picture in, and we'll have, you know, we'll honor His Holiness, and then we'll have all kinds of cultural activities. Tibetan students from Duke University are going to come, and they'll provide music and dance and so forth. So be sure and come for that. And Joey and his team, Joey and Monica have been practicing dance, so they'll also be dancing. And then at the end, on the last day of the Day of Miracles, we'll have a couple of opportunities here in the Gampa to come and do group sutra readings, which is really fun. We do it monastery style, which means it might be a 20 or 30 page sutra, and everybody gets a sheet of it, and we all say it aloud at the same time. And so that gets it into our mind stream, even though we're not consciously hearing the words. It is getting it into our mind stream, so it's very beneficial. So come for any and all of those, and have a wonderful Happy New Year. Yes.
So maybe two students will hold something at the door, and with some kind of like barley flowers. So you just pick it up, barley flowers, maybe pick one pinch, so then you throw your thing, say something nice. Huh?
Huh? Throw the flower outside, not inside.
No, that's the inside, a small one.
Okay.
Small one. Maybe that's, with a handful, that maybe we put outside, but probably we are not going to probably do that because that will mess up all the clothes. But maybe we'll see. So that's like, five is the actual first day of New Year. So then six, seven, so some are there, so then you throw this. So anyway, there's maybe two students will holding something indoor. So you pick a little bit, then usually, you know, say something nice, you know, then throw, wish something good. So then maybe do three times, then you take a little bit. So this is all good because it's mixed with the butter and sugar. It's like all the roasted, it's already cooked. So maybe there's some cup of milk, so then you just use the ring finger. And again, toss, and wish something, then a little bit, you know. So then we are going to make this white rice with all kind of fruit, so then we'll provide all of you. So then they enjoy. So basically, so one student will explain the New Year, how we celebrate. So then after that, followed by some Tibetan song and dance, and maybe that another Tibetan dance. So maybe any dance welcome. Doesn't have to be Tibetan dance. So then one of my friends, you know, she's coming from Baltimore, so she's a musician, she's an artist. Maybe hopefully if she brings her guitar, maybe she'll play some song. Not Tibetan song, English song, not that. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.